Okay, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
Yeah, please add under unfinished business six that the auditors are awaiting the White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, so that would be tabled one more time. And new business number one, Councillor Stead, re Eastmount.
Can I add one thing to it?
What was that one again, Colleen?
That's Eastmount in regarding the dinner on the 24th that you're going to be attending with him.
What did you have?
Can I add something? Internet? Just internet?
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please?
Stair.
Carrie, yeah. Everyone, all in favor?
Seconder.
Seconder, all in favor?
Alright.
Okay, everyone had a look at the minutes? Tim will second. I'll move that in a seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Alright.
Aye.
Payment of accounts. Can we have a mover?
I'll move it. I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carrie. What's the next one?
Paychecks.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Stair.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
We could move to the firefighters' payments, please.
Can we have a mover for that one, please?
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next is Public Works meeting on June 24th, so that's all in your packages, right?
Yep.
Verbal reports. Councillor Stair.
None for me.
Deputy Reeve.
We just had a Public Works meeting this morning, and that just let people know that the gravel haul for this year is complete. Dust control is complete, and grass cutting is in progress. And all that, so.
Councillor McDougal.
We had a planning meeting yesterday, which was some routine, going over some subdivisions that were approved by the province, and I had a community futures meeting the week before. It was just some staff shuffling there and stuff. It was, I don't want to call it an emergency meeting, but it just came up, and yeah, so that was that's all I had.
Councillor Stead.
Nothing for me today.
Okay, and for myself, well, what did I have? Attending museum, of course, on July 1st. They had their July 1st day. I think that went well. And then there's a museum meeting tonight at Councillor Stair. Cool.
Thursday night.
Thursday night. That's right. Will do for me. And then I guess we have waste management coming up this week.
Thursday.
And that's it. Communications, number one, Sharon Savinkoff, request to look onto municipal water.
I'll move that.
Mover.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, number two, Broken Head River Planning District Public Hearing Bylaw number 18325. That's info for us. Number three, Broken Head River Planning District Public Hearing for Bylaw number 18425. Again, that's information for us. We will go to unfinished business. Number one, Lagoon Lift Station Design Drawing will be available for Manitoba Water Services Board in a few weeks. So this will be tabled.
So those were received, and we're, that's the ones at the Public Works meeting this morning that our senior utility operator and our Public Works supervisor are looking at. So once we have the report back from everybody, we'll bring it to you with all the comments.
And they have the declaration now? They're here now.
Correct.
Okay. Number two, water line south of Elma, awaiting Bureau of Municipality of Reynolds response.
As you see, we got a notice that they're going to deal with it today and get back to us.
Okay. Number three, zoning bylaw, draft bylaw tabled to August 12th of 2025. Number four, land tenders, due date was July 21st of 2025 at 4 PM, so it's still tabled. Number five is bylaw officer, we're gonna go in camera with that. And then number six is, that's tabled, which is 2026, Colleen, it's 2024 audit. Auditors are waiting, Whitemore Reynolds North Whiteside Waste Management Facility information. Okay. Then number seven, Eastman.
New business one, Eastman.
New business one, Eastman, but that's the one.
So what that is that was the one where they were just confirming with Counselor Stead that they would like more attendance, and so that's why we've asked the Reeve, and as ex officio, he's going to go as well. So I'll confirm back to them that the representative and the Reeve will be attending, if that's okay?
Yeah, perfect, thank you.
Okay.
So we will do your.
We need a.
No, because you're already both.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay with that.
Okay.
So I'll, I will do your registrations for you.
Okay. New business number two, internet.
Okay, so Valley Fiber is in the office, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how many MTS things have we canceled?
Three.
We booked this good.
This one, there was an issue with a router, so we're gonna keep the MTS in chambers in the library. For one, instead of bringing Valley Fiber in, and then we're still able to keep our emails and that under this account, so we don't have to pay more for them.
Do you have any concerns there, Tim, or what's the question actually?
Well, I'm just, why do we need so many MTS ones?
I'd like to suggest that we hire an IT consultant to figure out what would be the most efficient for the whole municipality, for every single connection and phone that we've got. Every month.
Fire department too, right?
I mean, oh, water treatment.
Water
there's
treatment.
All kinds of, every month there's a list of about 20 long of what they are. And
water treatment, waste management.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not, I mean, they're necessary, but maybe we could be doing it more efficiently.
Bundle package, more efficient bundle package with someone.
Somehow, our sharing connections.
Does Valley Fiber have a sales rep that helps us with that?
Well, the sales rep that we had with Valley Fiber brought us the information to do the whole building, but when the IT people came in to connect it, that's when there would have been more to it than initially thought.
I think they suggested.
So we don't have Valley Fiber in any of the other ones, right? They're not at waste management, at the water treatment, or nothing.
Water treatment plant does not. It did not affect water treatment plant at all because they have everything through. All their services is in what they have with MTS.
Okay.
But the fire department was switched over, the shop was switched over. We're still waiting for our phone service to be connected, to come in.
So to do a resolution that we could hire somebody to do this, I don't know if this is like a $500 touch or a $1,500 touch. Like, did you want to give me a resolution with a cap on it, or did you want me just right now to tell me to have this job done?
I mean, when you talk the money of it, if you've got one $80 connection times 1 year is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 times 10. 10 months, it's $800, $900.
So how are you more comfortable with the resolution not to exceed, or just to get this done with that the most economical way I can?
I'd say not to exceed $2,500. If you're going to, the savings will be found.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good number. Might get it cheaper.
And
I was just saying
they're not using Valley Fiber, I think they're all a bit biased towards their own service down there. So if you ask someone to come and tell us what we need, they're
an independent.
And I like that word, I put that right in the resolution.
Independent.
Yeah, like, you know, so that you don't have an opinion like that, I do.
Purging towards one or the other.
Yeah.
So be it resolved that an IT company or consultant be hereby hired at a cost not to exceed $2,500 to advise on all municipal equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll move that.
Mover for that, please.
Honky seconder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You'll work in touch with me.
Okay, now we're gonna go into the camera.
If I could please, I would like that.
Okay. Mover to go into the camera, please.
Good.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, carried.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you very much. Now I will proceed with the bylaw officer interviews, and I have my direction to move forward as council sees fit. So I will report back at your next meeting on what transpires and respectfully request a resolution at that time.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Adjournment, please.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?